Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Never know how much I love you.
Well, why don't you tell me?
Never know how much I care.
Still, tell me.
When you put your arms around me.
Yeah.
I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
Ooh.
When you kiss me, fever. When you
love
hold
the
me
song.
Tight.
Mm.
Oh, my.
Ooh,
don't scream.
In the morning. A fever all through the night.
Yeah, it does, baby.
Sun lights up the daytime.
Yeah.
Moon lights up the night.
Just like that.
This is a great sexy song.
I light up.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you. In the room today, Steve Silva.
Oh, yeah, I am here.
Amber Ashby Carey.
We're drooling over ladies on Google.
Yeah.
Producer Zach.
Hi, how are you?
And I am your host, Sean Roberts. And together, of course, we are your Weekly Dose podcast.
We're giving you fever.
Hopefully none of you are having the fever because we don't want you sick.
No fever. I've got a different kind of fever.
So, yes.
Yeah, and, me too.
And, of course, as always, we are streaming live from Orange County this Saturday morning, as we do every Saturday morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today and every Saturday as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame this summer. Just remember to follow Mark and Brian, R-H-O-F, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on how you can help them get into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes, Steve. And for those who have recently followed us, thank you so much for joining our family. We are so glad you're here with us listening to the show through all this craziness. So, find us on Facebook if you want to hit us up. Instagram. Send us a message.
Twitter.
Say hi.
Yeah.
I always forget about the Twitters.
Yeah. We don't tweet as much as we should, though, but we got a really cool show for you guys. We have an announcement in a few moments to let you guys know about something that's coming up. Great news for us. We'll be catching up, and of course we have a new segment called Lockdown Pick Me Up, and of course we are all on lockdown, and we need that pick me up to kind of make sure that we're all doing okay. So we got a new section there. We'll be talking about favorite submarine movies, the best way to make a grilled cheese sandwich, and just things to make you think.
I like thinking. I like to think.
Yeah, exactly.
Thinking is a good thing.
It is. So
work your brain out. Till you sizzle.
Well, it's really a beautiful day outside, so I should probably look at my script to find out where we are.
That'd be awesome. I distracted him with more Google ladies.
I know. That's not fair. Oh, my goodness. She's beautiful. Okay. You did that one. Not only can you... Don't forget to interact with the show, commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. I said yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1, and find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
You old fogey. So not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, and of course Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, rate and review the show. Come on, give us some loves.
We've got a few reviews on Facebook.
Have we? We've got a few new ones?
On Facebook, yeah. So, and they've been really good. People have been enjoying
like the
show. They like us.
You like us.
They
like us.
Today's theme, though, is, of course, Fever by the great Peggy Lee. This song is, I think, one of the sexiest songs.
Oh, it is.
And
there we
also
go. Thank you, Zach.
One of the most recognizable bass lines.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Yeah.
I can just play it.
And I love it's on an upright.
Oh, that's right. First an upright bass. Yes, I should have done that.
Never know how much I love you.
So, my favorite thing nowadays
Not yet. Close. You're jumping the gun, though, but I love it.
Well, I'm trying.
I love it.
Better early than never.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm waiting. Well, I'm waiting.
I don't want to be early, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not a good thing for a guy. Did it stop?
Peggy Lee.
Oh, I turned it down.
Oh.
You're talking. So.
Oh, no, that's okay. You can let it go. No.
Peggy, where'd you go?
Yeah, I miss Peggy's voice. So,
dude.
I was watching some stuff with her. You know, this is actually one of her big, this is like the biggest hit for her. You know, but she has so many other songs. She was a very seductive woman herself.
Look at her. Yeah.
Almost like a copy of Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way she had her hair and everything and so forth. But you know the best place to find her, though?
Boy, that's a leading question.
Where? There's a couple, but we know of one. One.
I would say.
You can find all of her music at Amazon.
On Amazon.
That's our sponsor.
Woo! So nowadays, more and more people are shopping online, and there is no better place to shop online than Amazon, especially during the pandemic.
That's right, Amber. They have everything. So get what you want by shopping on Amazon. Just remember to use our banner.
All you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark it. That way, every time, just like that, you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link, and by doing so, you help the show stay on the air.
Now, here's the kicker. You get all your shopping done with no big crowds. Or if you're like me and have trouble getting out to do your shopping, Amazon is there to help you out. They even deliver your groceries for you.
Just disinfect them afterwards. So, yes, if you're going to do all of your shopping online, there's only one place to go, yourweeklydose.com. Go to the website. Go to our Facebook. Use our Amazon banner before you go shopping. Do all those things. Do the things. Click it.
And remember, when you use our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history.
And take my money.
You said,
I love Amazon.
You said disinfect everything when you.
Yeah.
I'm just like picturing somebody over the sink with a can of Lysol spraying their oranges or something.
That's my landlord.
Really?
No, you're not supposed to do that to fruit and veggies. You're supposed to be really bad to do that.
It's not Lysol, but they use a disinfectant.
On their fruits
to wash
and veggies?
All of their veggies, fruit, everything.
That is,
oh my God.
frowned upon by the FDA and the CDC. They're saying don't put chemicals because it absorbs it. Mm-hmm. Your fruits and veggies absorb the, that's not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Oh my gosh.
Soap, a little bit of hot, a little bit of warm water, wash it with your hands, you're good.
Yeah, exactly, that's all you gotta do.
Spray the Lysol can.
Spray the Lysol.
But I do have my Lysol wipes out to wipe everything out when I get the packages.
Uh-huh.
I do the food, but not the food directly. The packages and whatever I get delivered, I wipe down. You gotta do that. You gotta do it.
Yeah, do it. Exactly.
It's a time to clean.
And then later you can do it again.
Yeah.
Everybody does it.
And then get in the shower, get out, do it all again.
I do it.
My skin's falling off pretty much.
My skin's getting so dry now.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Because I need my.
Yeah, that's good. That means you're washing those filthy hands of yours.
God, but they're so freaking dry.
Filthy hands, filthy
savage
mind.
Savage over there.
Oh, mine have recovered. I use a lot of lotion and just sit there and rub it for like a half hour.
Nobody wants to hear about what you use with lotion and what you rub with it.
Wow.
I'll rub your hand, Steve.
Zach went
Will
there.
You?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I went there, came back, and did it again.
I need someone to scrub my back is what I need.
What I want to see is...
Get some bristles and put them on the shower wall.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to see you massaging his hands with lotion and then direct eye contact just...
Sure.
Intensity.
You realize I've known this man for 30 years.
You've done it.
Doesn't matter.
You've probably been in orgies together for all we know. Who knows?
Sean, how does she know that?
Sean says, no comment.
Wow.
On to the next.
All I can say is wish you'd been there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It would have been fun. We have a big announcement for you guys.
Oh, yes. The big announcement theme music.
Big announcement, absolutely.
It's official now. Now it's official.
It's official.
It wasn't before. Now it is.
So, you know, when we promote about the show and everything that we're going to be on the air and everything and what's going to come up on the show for the next day or even like, hey, the show is ready to download, We always promote it to a number of different groups on Facebook. Well, this gentleman contacted us during the week, basically, since we were promoting the show, and took a great interest in us, and he decided to have us simulcast our show on the East Coast.
That's so cool!
Yeah.
Yay.
He has a station called Delmarva, which and his website is called delmarva.com. It's his own talk radio station. He's got different programs on there. He does his own with dealing with financial stuff, you know, financial planning and things of that nature. But he wanted to really mix it up. And so
he's got it with us.
He's got, yeah, exactly. He's
done. We all mix it up.
Vince has got it with us, absolutely. And really nice guy. So I called and we talked for about a good hour or so and discussed everything. And definitely it seemed like a good opportunity for us to get in, just into a different market and everything. So the deal basically is if you go to delmarva.com, from Wednesday through Saturday mornings, you will be able to hear all of our past shows starting at 7 a.m.
That's awesome.
Show number one aired yesterday. Show number two aired today. And then it picks back up on Wednesday and runs through Saturday. next week, next week.
He's counting his head.
Yeah, exactly. Next week, we will be going live with him.
That's so cool.
So the 18th, April 18th. And basically, Delmarva stands for Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia.
Yes.
So that's what it stands for. And so we're very excited. He was eager to take us on, liked what we were doing and everything. He had been out here, so kind of knew a little bit about what Mark and Brian were. He had worked with LA Talk Radio and so forth, so was somewhat familiar with the area and some of the radio stations here. So he just felt that we were a perfect fit for him.
That's a cool market to be in.
Yeah.
Baltimore and DC. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. So it's just a different market, different demographics and everything. So we'll see how we do. And that's one thing, too, is that we decided to post past shows up there. He's going to air them. So that way people kind of get used to us. And that way all of our past shows will air until it catches up to the live broadcast. And then once it catches up, then it's just a once a week live broadcast with it. So we're pretty excited.
Right.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited.
Delmarva.
So, yeah, we thank them for taking us on Delmarva Talk Radio.
And we'll get some links up.
Yes. And he already has, you know, like I said, some of our shows that we're already on his schedule as well right now, too, at 7 a.m. So we got the drive time, just like Mark and Brian.
Woohoo!
Cool! Yeah.
We're like almost cool.
Yeah, we are.
We're like, are we cool or we're almost cool?
No, we're almost cool.
We're almost
cool.
I'm okay with being almost.
Yeah.
We're just like the plague, except we're spreading slowly.
Yes.
God, well, that was a dark example.
Well, you know, Mark and Brian used to say that they were in the room of brilliance. Well, we're in the room of so-so, you know. So,
and that's okay.
Yeah, and that's all right. I don't mind that.
We're in the room of mediocre coughing.
Yeah. Hey, Zach, if you go to the second page real quick, I put some new things in there for you too.
Oh wow!
Oh, some new sound bites for Zach to play
this
with.
Is like, and you know what's funny? They're in green, so it's like Christmas.
Yeah.
He loves this.
Oh wow!
He loves pushing buttons. But this is Zachary.
Play a couple if you want, but.
How about new, you crazy Dutch bastard?
Oh, God.
No wonder you
thought of that, because I was playing around with... Yeah. Yeah, I was on mute.
Yeah.
Let's see, what's another one?
Yes! Yes!
Oh.
Yes!
Oh, Meg Ryan.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, no, play it till the end.
I love that movie.
Don't
Harry
stop
met
it.
Sally.
All right, all right.
Yes! 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 Oh! Oh! Oh!
Back when Meg was hot.
Oh. I'll have what she's having.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, did you know that? That is actually Rob Reiner's mother.
It was? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Carl Reiner's wife, yeah.
Huh. Oh, is this what I think it is?
I will look for you. I will find you.
Oh, Liam Neeson.
And I will kill you.
I was kind of hoping it was what's her name in Wedding Crashers.
He goes, "I'll find you."
Let's see.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the
truth.
Oh, so in case one of you guys are lying, I'm on deck.
Love that.
Now, a classic, Jack Nicholson. For us, though, is go down to the second to last.
Second to last?
Do something about this immediately! 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 Harumph! 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 I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph.
Harumph! You watch your at.
Kind of cut off him saying
those
at.
Are great.
You watch your at.
Yeah. So
cool.
So you guys
all new little buttons there. For you to push.
Yay.
Yeah.
So for everyone's listening stuff. Enjoyment and your pleasure.
Because everyone knows I get off on that.
Plaisir.
The button pusher.
Le plaisir.
Yeah, the curmudgeon button pusher.
Curmudgeon button pusher. That's a good title.
So, anyway, so next week, guys, again, we'll be broadcasting, simulcasting, and broadcasting live also with Delmarva Talk Radio on the East Coast. Looking very forward to
that. And who knows? We may end up simulating as well.
Simulating in the Matrix.
I live in hopes.
We're sitting next to you right now.
Thank you for doing that. I know. I really appreciate that. I really do. Yeah. Now, I was typing this up or whatever, and instead of saying or typing up simulcasting, I put up simulating.
I thought maybe it was just a Google or just the documents caught it and switched it for you.
Maybe. No? I don't know.
I think it did.
Who knows?
It's like he doesn't know what he's talking about. We're just going to put simulating.
Yeah. Well, I just forgot the C and the S.
Simulation put simulating. It's okay. It's okay. We're good. We're good.
It's the same. Well, let's catch up with each other, guys.
A whole lot of nothing.
I'm a winner in my mother's eyes, but
I don't know.
Not my father's, nor my friends or peers.
Wow.
That was extensive. I feel like he needs a little therapy after that one.
I get therapy every week.
Oh, good. Okay, good. We're just...
Go for a second dose.
Wait till you get to me. You're going to really think I need therapy.
Oh, boy.
Well, bye.
All right, everybody make their shorts. Yeah. That can go so, on for a bit.
Steve, buddy.
Well, I had a busy week.
I know. You were high last night, so.
Yeah.
Well, I had built up to that. Yeah, like Sunday, I like laid on the bed and watched anime.
Nice.
Monday, I laid in the bed and watched like comedians on YouTube.
Uh-huh. Oh, the one with oh god, what's his name? When they go for coffee? That one or with Jerry Seinfeld?
Oh yeah, Seinfeld. Coffee and Cars.
Not this week. I've seen it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Before,
yeah. That's a fantastic one.
It's a good one.
Wednesday and Thursday, I got a little high and watched a little anime porn.
For those of you playing the home game, that is called hentai. And if hentai, you Google it, make sure your phone screen light is turned all the way down. Don't be in a public place. And more importantly, don't let your mother or grandmother nearby when you're looking at it.
This is like this backstory.
This
here.
Message brought to you by the cast at Your Weekly Dose. And then... Then last night...
I'll have what he's having.
I got high and listened to techno trance. Max Graham.
Oh.
My friend... oh, my God.
I just want to know if you dance.
A friend of mine when I worked at... At Inventions turned me on to Max Graham. And he's so good. Justin Baker, my friend. And then this morning... the producer came and picked me up.
Nice. That's
very
nice
cool.
of him.
Busy week. Busy week.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
How about you, Amber? How was your...
A whole lot of, you know, just Amazon ordering random shit. Mm. applying to a bunch of auditions, getting some things back, doing some auditions, voiceover stuff from home, and then a lot of binge watching. Outlander. I've just gotten to this show, Outlander, mm-hmm. that's been out for a bit. And boy, is it good.
You enjoying that one?
Oh, yes.
Amber, I watched Tiger King. I cave in.
I know you did, and it's a good show. But I just got to say that Outlander is a fun one to binge because she's a time traveler, and she's a medicine woman, and it's a Showtime show, so it's, you know, there's a little bit of risque to it.
Oh, nice.
So Katrina Balfi, that's my new crush. Uh-huh. I'm like, binging this show. I couldn't sleep last night. I was like, I looked at the clock and it said 3:50. And I was like, oh my God, I've been watching this forever. Mm-hmm. Anyways, moving on. Katrina Banfi, watch that show.
And also Katrina Bowden.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
Yeah, also
Hurricane. Look at her. Whoa. Mm-hmm.
So what about you, Sean? What's up with you?
This week, I decided that I wanted to well, I caught up on a bunch of house stuff, basically, and then I decided I wanted to catch up also on my N-scale layout. So I started looking at different types
your
of layouts.
Toy trains.
My toy train, my chitches, my chitches.
Me choo-choo-choo.
And so I finally picked out a layout that I wanted to do. It took me a while to figure
decisions,
it out.
Decisions, decisions.
Yeah, because I was going to use one track.
Oh.
And which is called Kato. And it's very easy. It snaps together. It's very popular and so forth. I was going to go that route. And then I decided, no, I want to keep it the same as my other layout. So I kept it what they call Code 80. It's a standard track for N-scale. And so I exchanged it and then picked the track that I wanted, the layout that I wanted. But the layout I wanted is in T-scale, so which is smaller than the scale that I'm modeling, which is N.
That doesn't work.
Okay. No, it does.
T is smaller than N.
Yes.
What is N? N?
Well, then figure out H-O.
I know.
Yeah.
is this a real thing? You just
yes.
H-O?
That's the red and black railroad.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
There's different gauges or scales.
Yeah.
Well, so okay,
like
yeah.
G-scale, there's G-scale, O, H-O, which stands for half of O. Then there's S-scale. There's TT.
That was just a quickie.
Good Lord.
Yeah, exactly. So there's all these different scales.
Wow.
So the most popular, though, that people work in is G, O, H, O, and N.
Okay.
There are three smaller ones than N. And so one of them is T. Now, T, their cars are no taller than a number two pencil. So if you lay a number two pencil down, that's how tall the cars are. They're that small.
That's like my size.
Yeah, exactly.
You could actually swallow one of those.
Right. Anybody could.
You'd just poop it right out. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Now, if you do that with an N, you're going to be hurting.
Oh, big time. Big time.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Yeah. You're going to hurt big time. So, anyway, so I had to try to figure out how to convert it from the T scale to N. And so my son, who's very smart with math, was kind of doing the math for him. Then we found out, we were reading on Wikipedia, that basically T-scale is one-third the size of N. So if he times it by three, then it will convert it over to N-scale.
Hmm.
Well, I found out that the layout that I want to do is too big.
Oh, no.
So that I'm going to save for the bigger layout.
Huh.
Now, my question is, are you having cocktails throughout this adventure?
No, but I should now.
You should, definitely.
I should now.
And you should get a delivery of some delicious weed products from Zachary as well.
Absolutely.
That'll make it
some
fantastic.
Edibles, get some edibles.
You'll be sitting there like, choo-choo.
I do that already
do you?
Sober.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
you know what I like about it is that you and your son are working together learning algebra.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, he was teaching me, believe me.
3T equals N.
I before yeah. E except that receive.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's where I'm at right now. So now I just figured I'm going to work on the layout that I have now and then just work on the buildings, basically. And,
okay.
And put that together and save for
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. So here's the one that we're dreading now.
Zachary.
Zach.
Yes.
You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
3 minutes.
Take a deep breath.
3 minutes.
Should I get a...
No, just go.
No, just go. Okay.
Go.
Spring break. Worst spring break ever. One, because it doesn't even feel like it, and two, because I can't douche. Yesterday, it just, like, furied me. I told you guys about the puppy. Took her down.
Ooh,
that she's
puppy.
Getting... She has a little hernia. Not a big deal. It could be fixed. I was irritated by that. Then the next thing that happens, my friend that lives in my grandparents' house texts me, "Why'd you leave the garage door open?" I'm like, I didn't leave it open. I said, "I closed it." He's like, "Well, why is it open?" I'm like, "I don't know. I pressed the garage door button. It closed. It was closed when I left." "Oh, well, it was open again." "Okay, what's your point?" And we argued about that for half an hour. Needless to say, he pissed me off so bad, like, over this one garage door thing. And we're not even talking right now. It's like a freaking relationship. And then the worst part, I get to Chevron during the puppy at the vet. I just want a bottle of water. There's this one guy, this one assistant manager that I don't know why he's got it out for me. He, like, gets a ruse out of pissing me off. Like, every time I get in there, he gives this smile. Like, okay, so I went to, a long time ago, I went to get a soda. And I guess Chevron had this special where, like, if you get this one soda, you get a free candy bar, right? And he's like, you want free candy bar? I'm like, no, I don't want a free candy bar.
Oh, you just did the racist accent.
Oh, whatever.
Keep going.
That's how he talks.
You crazy Dutch bastard.
That's what I told him. And he just kept saying, like, why don't you want free stuff? It's free. I don't want a candy bar. I was in a hurry. Ever since then.
Take the candy bar, okay?
You know what?
You always take the candy.
I should have just took
And then you run fast.
I should have just took candy bar at this point. Now, ever since then, he just likes to get a rise out of me. Every time I walk in there, he's smiling and kind of like, oh, this guy. So yesterday...
Get your stinking paws off me, damn dirty ape.
Okay, I didn't say that. The computer did.
Sean's playing.
I went to get a bottle of water yesterday while the dog's at the vet, and again, smile at me. First thing he says to me when I'm trying to check out, he goes, why do you not wear a mask? And I'm like, I look at him, I try to ignore him, and he just keeps looking at me, why aren't you wearing the mask, sir? Meanwhile, he's not wearing one. He's not even wearing gloves. So I finally kept ignoring him, and then he asked me a third time.
Okay, why you're turning aren't you... red, calm down.
I'm always red, I can't help, I have fat guy problems.
This is worse.
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir. Yeah,
a little Gene Wilder.
That's what I was gonna. And so finally, after like 20 seconds of this, he's asking me, "Where's my mask? You're supposed to be wearing a mask." And I went, "What are you, the governor? Shut up! Leave me alone!" And he's like, "Well, you gotta wear a mask, otherwise you're gonna get everyone sick." I said, "You're not wearing a mask, you turd nugget."
You said turd nugget.
Answers. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
The truth is he's a douchebag and won't accept it. So I stormed out of there with my drink. You want a receipt? I said, no, I don't want your receipt.
All right.
So that
There's
just
only one man.
It just ruined.
Raspberry.
I guess we're gonna go there later and buy a beer from him and pour it on his face.
I'm not red. I'm pink. I can't help it. I have fat guy problems.
No, it's fine. You just got upset. You're raising your blood pressure. Take the breathe a little bit. Do some breathing. Yes, there we go. Yeah.
And this rant has been brought to you by the letters F, U, C, and K.
That's my story, and I'm
there
sticking to it.
There used to be a Zachary alert.
No, no, there's only one alert in here, and we know what that is.
Oh, shoot.
Amber alert.
Oh. I had to roll the window down a little bit this morning on the ride over
here. Oh, wow.
Am I that bad? I am that bad, huh?
No, yes, you are.
Let me just say one thing, positive thing, real quick. I got my animation.
Oh, positive?
I got my animation demo back last Saturday from Bill Farmer, who directed me in my demo and all that. That came out really good. So maybe.
And you know what? I forgot to put that on there, and I will say this.
Save next week.
That is a really damn good demo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Well, my only criticism with it is that
so good.
I felt like I just did the same characters like a couple times.
No, you didn't. There was depth to it. There was
they're
no
all
range.
Different.
Yeah. And he edited. It was just like this. I told him it was like a symphony. It was like edited so nicely together. It flowed.
Yeah. It really did. It flowed very beautifully. You did a great job, brother.
And
they were great, too.
I can understand your feelings about it being too quick, but it is just a demo, and you kind of don't want to take a long time to do what you need to do for a demo.
Yeah, it's supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be like, you know, back-to-back, rapid-fire, one after the other. And I kind of forgot that. I'm not done yet. As it turns out, I'm doing one more. And actually, I'm supposed to probably talk to Quentin about this. Tonight it's going to be a video game demo, and that involves a lot of grunts and a lot of that's going to be fun. Actually, I'm looking forward to that one.
Uh-huh. And a big old
I think a good person to talk about that one though is Kevin Conroy, who played Batman in the animated series.
I don't have his number.
Yeah, because you know all the grunts that he has to do as Batman. Oh, that'd be good.
Sort of like dropping the Yule log.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, so
that'd be a funny bit. Just record all the grunts and moans and stuff out of something like that.
I think somebody actually did do that.
You know who I do want to talk to? That is aces of that. And Amber and I were talking about this the other day. Christopher Sabat, who plays the voice of Vegeta in Dragon Ball Z.
Oh yeah,
Quentin Flynn actually is really good friends with him, and he's been trying to maybe set something up. So birthday idea.
Zach's wet dream right here is what's happening. That's what it
either
is.
Christopher Sabat or Sean Schimmel. So,
do you want Tom Kenny anymore?
I'll take either or.
Yeah,
I'm just giving an idea.
Last year we got you a good one.
Yeah, that and
how are you going to top that?
That's what I'm
saying. I know. That's what I'm saying. Tom,
we got to work hard on this one.
I know. Hey, Sean,
talk to Quentin. Dr. Quentin, that's a woman?
Hint, hint.
Wink, wink.
Hint, hint.
All right, guys. Well, listen, we got a new segment for you here.
Yeah.
This is called Lockdown Pick Me Up.
We're on lockdown, baby, and we're trying to get out. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. Stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues.
I like that.
You like that?
That's good. I like
that's
it.
Good. Yeah.
Buddy Brown, I think, is the guy who wrote that song there, so we kind of edited it down here. Lockdown Pick Me Up. Basically, all we're kind of doing, guys, is we're all on lockdown. We're all going crazy and everything. And here are just some really cool stories, really neat things that have been going on while we have all been in lockdown. This I found really neat. In Venice, Italy, the canals are now beautifully clear.
Oh, gorgeous, yes.
There are actually dolphins swimming through the ports and the canals. There's swans that are going down through the canals also. They say you can actually see the bottom of the canals and everything. The water is so clear there. And basically it's because, everybody's home. They're all on lockdown. So they cut down on the water traffic. So it's all the water traffic. Yeah.
No pollution, no stuff stirred up everywhere.
Right, the sediment and everything.
I find it so weird that everybody in the world stays home for a couple of weeks and everything is beautiful.
It's pretty. Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting, right?
And
that's all we
so
need to
quick.
Do.
It happens so quick.
Well, it shows you how quickly pollution goes into our.
Well, and then China's already and Asia's already bumping it back up. You know, they're already not India, obviously. India's in lockdown, but China is already getting some pollution back.
China,
yeah.
Like 3 days in, it was like, holy crap! Like we definitely affect it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here's proof here. I mean, because for years everybody's always joked about the smog in LA. You know, and of course, that's why our gas prices are higher here, because we have a certain type of gas to help reduce emissions. Well, because we're all locked down here in Southern California, the EPA showed data right now that Los Angeles has the best air quality in the world right now.
What?
Yep. Yeah, everybody's staying home, so we have the cleanest air of any major city in the world.
Okay, that's what I say. We have the best air quality of any super polluted city. That's what that is, okay.
Well, but it shows you how bad it is, whatever, that we've gone from, let's say number 58 or whatever, up to number one, in the last, 3 weeks or whatever? So that's pretty damn good. They say this is the best air quality Los Angeles has had since 1995. And it's actually better than 1995, so that's kind of cool.
I wonder, in view of that, what everybody's house smells like with everybody home inside all day, every day.
Well, they're talking about more or less like the car pollution, is what
it is. Yeah, I know.
And it's funny, too, because they're also talking about, air travel. There's less jets flying. And like the other day, I heard a jet for the first time in a week, and I went, oh, shit, what's that?
Yeah, I live over the Long Beach path, and I haven't heard much.
Right,
interesting.
Yeah.
And I actually like to hear the airplane. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So
I like it.
So those are kind of two cool things that have happened. Also, Billy Joe Armstrong got together with Susanna Hoffs from the Bengals, and I guess he's doing a little thing every Monday called No Fun Mondays. It's a quarantine series where he's covering people's songs. The first one he did was I Think We're Alone Now, which was a Tiffany cover song, which she covered that also from an older song from the 60s. And so this past Monday, he decided to do Manic Monday with Susanna Hoffs, which was, basically penned by Prince back in 1986. And so it sounds really cool. So we decided to play a little bit of this here for you. Just sitting on the couch strumming, and Susanna Hoffs is with her guitar dancing around.
Six o'clock already, I was just in the middle of the dream. I was kissing Valentino by a crystal blue.
good job there. So, you know, great song. And I just love that Susanna Hoffs is just bouncing around and really not doing a whole lot, you know. So, but you know what? She's in, what, her 60s now, I think?
Who?
Susanna Hoffs.
Oh, is she? Yeah, that makes sense. That
yeah. And God, she right. is still a good-looking woman.
Smoking hot.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's kind of like Dana Delaney.
Smoking, oh.
Yeah. Oh, those are two women I would not kick out of bed because of breadcrumbs.
Right now, even Mama Cass looks hot.
I bet you could tempt her with a chicken salad sandwich.
Huh? I bet you. Yeah.
Oh! So, and another rocker, and I can't believe he is as old as you, Steve. He is.
Old fogey?
Yeah, Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
He's in his 70s. He's 71,
hey, you know what?
72.
Old dudes still rock.
Dude,
yeah,
Sammy.
Me and Sammy. Can. Yeah, we're like that.
I think we're like this.
Oh, my gosh.
Sammy is, I mean, he's still such in good shape or whatever for a guy his age.
If you keep active, you keep young.
Yeah, and that's just it. And, I mean, I would still think he's in his 50s. I really do, you know. So he got together with his band, The Circle. Of course, they were supposed to be booked for a North American tour with Whitesnake and Night Ranger. But, of course, odds because of what's going on. It looks like, you know, things may get canceled and so forth. So they're still waiting to learn the fate of the tour. But the rest of the band, which is Michael Anthony, formerly of Van Halen, Jason Bonham, the son of John Bonham from... oh, good God.
What? Foggy what? Bottom?
What? No. Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
And then Vic Johnson, which was part, which was Sammy's guitar player in the Wabaritas. So that they have a, that's the band called The Circle.
And the and what?
The Wabaritas.
Wabaritas?
Yeah, you ever seen the Wabaritas? Oh.
Is it like a burrito? Like a sushi
weird.
Burrito?
No,
Wabarito?
No,
Wabarito?
I'll have a Wabarito, please.
Wabarita.
Or Burger yeah. King's Wabarito?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's, oh, it just went to a gross place.
That didn't yeah. last a month.
Ugh.
Yeah. So anyway, so the guys got together and they decided to cover The Who's Won't Get Fooled Again. So let's play that.
Was this the opening for, was it CSI, one of the CSIs? Or?
No. Or, oh, yeah, I mean, oh, yeah, I think one of them.
No, it was Who Are You?
Yeah, but that's one of them. Oh. Another one is Won't Get Fooled Again. Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah, you know it's Sammy. Or like when you listen to Paul Rogers, you know it's Paul Rogers mm-hmm. from Bad Company, mm-hmm. you know. And it's just one of those voices that really, really sticks out. So,
yeah, it was CSI Miami.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Yeah, CSI mm-hmm. Miami. There you go.
I just love all of these artists. Everybody's doing some really fun home stuff.
I've had some people ask me when I'm going to do something or whatever. I'm like, well, I don't know yet, you know. But I might, yeah, I might sit down there and do
it. I'm going to play with my choo-choos first.
Yeah, I want to play my choo-choos first. And I'm enjoying my choo-choos. So, but yeah, a lot of artists are out there doing stuff.
Uh-huh.
They're doing these things like once a week or every other day or something or whatever.
And
you
with
know.
Their kids too. One of my favorite artists is Anderson .Paak. I know you guys don't know who he is. He's mm-hmm. amazing. He's here in LA. He's like a really cool rapper. But he and his son have a dance party all week. So him and his son will learn a dance and then do it. And uh-huh. it's It's hilarious. That's Everyone's cool. doing cool stuff.
Well, then that's what you gotta do, and that's where I think
Erykah Badu did this really cool live concert in her, on her bed.
Oh my god, yeah. I love Erykah Badu.
Oh, me too. I follow her on Instagram. She's fantastic.
Okay.
She's fun definitely to watch. Do that. Her daughters are hilarious, and she does funny stuff.
Yeah. So, and the last thing I wanted to kind of, you know, to give you guys a pick-me-up here is everybody's binge-watching, basically.
Oh, yes.
You know, binge-watching whatever it is.
Again?
You know, yeah, again.
Outlander. Everyone watch Katrina Outlander. Katrina Balfe, and oh, man. I'm stuck on that.
Yeah, you are.
I'm seriously stuck on this.
Yeah, you are. Well, one of the ones that like right now, my wife and I, we've been binge watching, and not really binge watching, but per se, because like we'll do like two or three episodes a day. So like I'll have breakfast, we'll watch it. I'll have lunch, we'll watch it, and maybe dinner, we'll watch it. And that is Titans on from the DC streaming service.
Oh,
which is a bunch of superheroes. It's all like all the sidekicks that got together. And
is this live action? Is it real people?
Yeah, it's real people.
Okay.
So live action Teen Titans.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, you know, you get Robin, you get Wonder Girl, a little bit of Aqualad. And it kind of, I won't go into it too much because on where it picks up and everything, but it's as good as the CW stuff that you see, like from Arrow and Flash and stuff like that. And a little bit dark, a little bit darker here and there because they're doing the straight to stream type of a thing.
Oh, wow.
But it's really good. So we've been doing that one. But one thing I thought, you know, is like, well, what movies series would be a good binge watch to do?
Godfather.
Three films. But
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
but yeah. Long.
See?
Yeah. Well, here's one,
okay.
though.
Yes.
What is the best order to watch the James Bond movies?
What? I
say one right after the other.
Sequential?
You know, so, and I found out there's actually five different ways to watch it.
Okay.
Here's the reasons why, though. Viewing order one, the original Bond timeline. So this basically continuity spans a 40-year time period. It covers 20 films and runs from 1962 Dr. No through 2002's Die Another Day. Now, there's five different actors playing Bond, but this is the longest run of continuity in the series itself. So that's the first way to watch it there. The second way to watch it is there's the second Bond timeline. So following the conclusion of Die Another Day, the producers of the Bond series decided it was time to reboot the series. So now we're getting from the look at with everything with Daniel Craig, basically. And people were asking, well, does Daniel Craig play a different James Bond? Yes. Craig is playing Bond, but his Bond is different to the James Bond that appears in viewing order number one.
I love him.
So yeah, that's the reason why.
He's so fun to watch.
Now, there is a... let's see, that's number two. Number three, there's actually two Bond anomalies. Casino Royale from 1967 and Never Say Never Again from 1983. David Niven plays James Bond. MGM was the owner of the movie, and what they wanted to do was create a new series and put different actors as James Bond for every series. So David Niven was the first. They wanted to do Peter Sellers in the second one and so forth. And they just stopped that with David Niven for whatever reason. Then Sean Connery comes back in 1983 to say Never Say Never Again. And so he reprises his role in there. So those are the two anomalies.
Never should never.
I love
Do that.
That
again.
Ever again.
It's good, Sean Connery.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. Yes.
I prefer you not do that. Thank you. Shaking, not stare.
What's the next order we should watch?
So then order number four is in the production order. So another, basically just the way they
that's
were released.
That's what I would have thought.
Right. But here's the thing that I was thinking about, is the production order the same order as when the books came out from Ian Fleming?
Definitely not.
Absolutely. And that's order number five, the order of how the books were published. Hmm. So you can sit there and take a look at that and, you know, watch them that way. And I think that'd be really interesting to watch them that way because you might get, I think, like Moonraker's like number three, you know. So like the first one, you might get Sean Connery. The second one, you might get Daniel Craig, and then the third one you get Roger Moore.
That's kind of cool.
So yeah, so it really mixes it
up. Change them all up
for the first 14 books.
There's a different flavor to each one, though. You know.
Yeah,
GoldenEye still my favorite.
I like the new Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm.
The newer one with Daniel Craig. All the Daniel Craig ones are fantastic. And then Eva Green is in the first one he did. Oh.
She's in that one and Quantum of Solace.
Is she in that one too? No. I don't think she came back.
Maybe
not.
Maybe it's like flashbacks.
I think it is.
Because, spoiler alert, I believe she dies.
She does. And then, like, she drowns.
And that's like fuels James Bond's revenge.
Her voice.
Quantum of Solace.
Ava Green's voice. Oh. This quarantine's killing me.
Yeah. So there you go. So five different ways. And I'm actually going to put the list up on our Facebook, the two links for that. So then that way you guys can go check it out and put them in order. So that way you guys can watch it that way. So there you go. If you're really bored, a lot of James Bond movies. Well, there you go, guys. Those are lockdown pick-me-ups and everything, so we hope you enjoyed that.
Lockdown, so. Baby, and we're trying to get out. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. Stuck here saying those lockdown. Lockdown blues.
There you go. All right. Well, today is also a very unique day, and I think if we play this next song, you'll guess what day it is.
In the town where I was born. Lived a man who sailed to sea.
Yep, it is National Submarine Day.
Oh, I thought it was National Blue Meanie Day.
Oh my God.
No, that's Zach.
Exactly.
Actually, he's a pink meanie.
Wow.
Oh, look, Zach, you're saying we're number one.
We're number one.
I like that.
We love you. If we take the energy to pick on you, that means we adore you.
You know what? That actually makes sense. If we're number one,
he's number two. Don't patronize me and move on.
I'd rather be last than number two.
Yeah.
So, National Submarine Day.
So we decided then.
This is interesting.
Yeah. What were the top 10 submarine movies? And we all were talking about like what our favorites were. Debbie.
Debbie had all. She was going off.
Well, her favorite is also my favorite, which is a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Down Periscope with Kelsey Grammer in it. Great
Never
film.
Seen it.
Oh my God, you gotta watch it.
I was thinking when you mentioned our lists on the message thread, I was like, Hunt for Red October, that's about it. Now, I've been on five submarines, but I haven't watched the damn movies of submarines. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And there's a lot of them, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's quite a bit. So, I think, Steve, you've got the
Keep
list.
Production costs.
Yes, I have the list right here.
So let's start from number 10 going to number 1.
The top 10 movies about submarines.
Bum, bum, bum.
Now, there's a lot of movies with submarines in them.
But this is about a submarine.
Yeah.
Number 10, one of the funniest movies there ever was. It starred Cary Grant, Tony Curtis, Marion Ross, Richie's mom.
Oh, that's right. Marion Ross was in that.
Gavin McLeod, the captain of the Love Boat. It had a lot of people in it. Operation Petticoat, directed by Blake Edwards.
That's right. Blake Edwards directed that.
Oh, it's so funny. Number 9, directed by Delmer Davies, is Destination Tokyo, also starring Cary Grant.
Oh, wow.
Cary Grant likes submarines.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Operation Petticoat was in 1959.
He likes things hard and full of semen.
Oh, my God. Oh, I just threw up my mouth a little bit. Oh, God.
Destination Tokyo was released in 1943. Then there's U-571, directed by Jonathan Mostow.
Juan Bon Jovi's in it.
Juan.
Matthew McConaughey, Bill Paxton.
McConaughey.
Game over, man.
Yeah.
Harvey Keitel. Wow.
What a cast.
That was released in 2000. Then number 7 is like pretty much all of our favorites, Down Periscope with Kelsey Grammer. Yeah. Where Kelsey Grammer dropped the F-bomb for the first time in his life. And everybody in the movie, you could hear it in the movie, the audience did an actual audible. He said the F-word.
There's a guy in that film, though, who does a great Frank Sinatra impression. And to the point where he actually goes out and pretends to be Frank. He'll do shows. But in the movie, it's hysterical when he does it, though.
That's right. So there's also Rob Schneider is in it. William H. Macy.
Oh.
Lauren Holly. Bruce Dern plays a real asshole.
Yeah.
He's so good at that.
This one's ringing a bell in my mind, but I don't.
It's really good.
This is like what, the 90s?
1996.
Okay, yeah, I probably have seen this one.
Yeah.
Our friend of the program here, Ken Hudson.
Ken Hudson Campbell was in it, yeah.
He was the cook. Yeah. The Band-Aid was holding the fingernail on, sir.
Sorry, sir. Band-Aid was holding the fingernail on.
Number six, K-19, The Widowmaker. Harrison Ford, Liam Neeson, Peter Sarsgaard.
I don't know that one.
Oh, this is about the first of the disasters that fell the Soviet, that befell the Soviet submarine K-19. It's about a real thing.
Wow.
Okay. Thing that happened to this submarine.
Okay.
Then number five is The Enemy Below. I don't think I've ever seen this. Uh-huh. It's Clint Eastwood.
I've been down below, but...
I know it's my favorite place to go. Pass. I'm surprised you haven't seen this.
Especially with a Bond girl.
Oh, dear. Oh, okay. Now we're talking.
Okay.
Now you hit my interest.
There she is.
She's back.
Evergreen.
And the floodgates open. Clint Eastwood, Robert Mitchum. I love Robert Mitchum. He's really good. Doug McClure, David Hedison, Theodore Bickle. 1957, The Enemy Below, directed by Dick Powell. Number four is... one of, I think, in general, the more popular ones, and it's with, it's called Crimson Tide.
Denzel, Washington.
Denzel Washington, Viggo Mortensen, Gene Hackman. Yeah,
Gene Hackman's great in that one.
Yeah.
James Gandolfini, there's a lot of, that was in 95, directed by Tony Scott. And then in the top three, this one was an old one. It was like one of the first submarine movies I ever saw, and I was just blown away. I was just a kid. I was like 6 or 7 years old.
And he went to the drive-in for this.
No, this one I snuck into the Highland Theater on Figueroa up there in Highland Park. Run Silent, Run Deep.
Oh, yeah.
Directed by Robert Wise. It had Clark Gable, Burt Lancaster, Don Rickles, Jack Warden.
Yeah.
So
I love it when Don Rickles talks about that movie because, was it Charlton Heston?
This is before my time. Right? I'm just listening to
Charlton
you
Heston, you said, is in it?
No, Clark Gable, Burt Lancaster.
Oh, Burt Lancaster. So Burt Lancaster kept telling him, all right, you gotta learn the terminology and everything. You got to know why the submarine goes down.
Be official.
How it goes down, how it turns left, how it turns right, or whatever. Clark Gable goes, just shut up and say the goddamn words and let's get out of here. Yeah, say your lines. Let's
say your
lines.
I'm not method.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And number two, directed by John McTiernan, Alec Baldwin, Sean Connery, Tim Curry, James Earl Jones.
Oh, I forgot James Earl Jones was in.
1990, The Hunt for Red October.
Great film.
What's with all this Crimson Tide and Hunt for Red October? It's all red. All blood.
It has to do with the Russians, that's why.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. And then the number one, and...
Wait, that was number two?
That was number two.
And
number one...
It's a good movie. I've seen that
one. It's a great movie, yeah.
I think the number one movie is kind of a bizarre, dark story that was done really well. It was directed by Wolfgang Petersen. It had a bunch of guys that... their names... nobody would know. It's called Das Boot.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
It sounds familiar.
Kind of it's an odd movie. Kind of dark. Kind of
a German movie.
Sinister. Yeah.
I feel like that one is on like a lot of filmmaker, when you go to like to film school, they're like, watch these 100 movies.
It was nominated. It was nominated. I don't know if it won an Academy Award or not, but I know it was definitely nominated. Yeah. Das Boot. So,
all right.
Those are the top 10 movies about submarines.
When I'm done with my Outlander, maybe I'll watch a few of those.
There you go. Absolutely.
Got nothing else to do.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Das, what's it called?
Das Boot.
Boot.
Like B-O-O-T?
Yeah, but it means boat.
Okay.
It's German.
No, the reason why I bring that up, and speaking of Carlos L's Rock, and we were talking about earlier, there's I just got a joke that is in Rocco's Modern Life that was...
Oh, wow, your brain's working.
I know. A little quick thing. Carlos Sal's Rocky plays the voice of Rocco in Rocco's Modern Life. Him and his friend go to the movies, and they go to different theaters to see different trailers, and they're all parodies. And one of them is called Das Poot. P-O-O-T.
Oh, gee, that's funny.
And so now I just realized, like, oh, that's what that joke is.
Yeah.
His neurons are connecting and firing.
I know.
Good for you.
Thanks.
He's turned into the machine that goes, ping.
Ring, a little light bulb in his head.
All the noises. Here it goes. Oh, they're connecting.
Yes.
Zach's brain at work right there.
Serotonin feels great.
He even got a hug today, so a little dopamine to add to that.
Yeah. When I got a hug, look how loud it got.
Oh, God.
There it goes.
Oh, God.
Well, A lot of people have favorite sandwiches.
Oh, yes.
PB&J.
What's yours? Anybody?
My favorite sandwich? I love all sandwiches.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't choose.
I think club is probably one of my favorites.
Oh, that club's not my favorite at all. Ugh.
And that's just roast beef, ham, and turkey, right?
Yeah. My mom used to make a BLT that would knock your socks off. Oof. Uh-huh. BLT.
Roman is getting into BLTs all
They're
of a sudden.
Delicious. Bacon on bread with mayonnaise.
God, that was a musical number.
I know, right? My mom and her mayonnaise.
Oh. No, mine's a club sandwich, though, but I would rather take out the middle section of the bread and just have the turkey and the ham and the bacon and the lettuce and the tomato.
You want that? Just a classic peanut butter and jelly, too, is good.
What about you?
A long time ago. When I was a teenager, I worked in Los Angeles at an auto parts distributor. We would get all the parts in from the manufacturers, and then we'd distribute them to the auto parts stores. Every day, there was a lunch truck that came, and the man and his family ran it together. They were from Armenia. They had this Armenian cheese that, I like Monterey Jack cheese more than other kinds. So this cheese, to me, tastes so good. I had him toast some bread, put mayonnaise on it with this Armenian cheese and bacon.
Wow.
I can't believe every day.
I can't believe you haven't had a heart attack yet.
He's not dead yet.
You are amazing.
God, but that was, and you know, it's not something I can.
Yeah. Well, you know, that kind of leads us to where we're going, though, is.
That's almost a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Almost.
What is the best way to make a grilled cheese sandwich?
It's lunchtime is my favorite meal.
Now, is it National Grilled Cheese Day, too? It is. Okay. Submarines and grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
There's so many things they have to double up.
Yeah, I see this. Coming that day's new. So there are two types of grilled cheeses in the world. First, there's the kind you make when you come home at 3 a.m. from the bar after a bit too much to drink. And when all the rules are just gone out the window.
Oh, exactly.
And then there's the grilled cheese that you absolutely have to make all the other times. Perfectly golden brown, buttery, melted cheese. So we're going to look at the rules to make the perfect grilled cheese.
Okay.
Not the lazy grilled cheese, perfect.
Right, the perfect.
Number one. Be patient. Two things can happen if you rush a grilled cheese baking process. In one scenario, you quite literally take a sandwich off of the pan, off the hot pan before the bread reaches the golden brown perfect crispiness.
You can also overcook it too.
Yes. You may be hungry and tired, but accept that it takes a bit more time to get the optimal toastiness of the bread.
I will do no such thing.
So 5 to 7 minutes for that, okay? But not too much, because yes, you will burn it.
Right.
So here's the right way. Start in a cold pan, same as you would if you were trying to get crispy skin on a filet of fish or chicken thighs. This allows for the pan to heat up slowly, ensuring that the heat is evenly distributed as the cheese gently but surely melts and the bread develops the ideal crunch and golden brown color.
God, I'm getting hungry already.
I know. That was it. And next thing, mayonnaise. You have to use a little bit of mayonnaise.
That's what people say, instead of butter.
I had one of my best friends, she's a chef, Italian chef, fantastic. She would make them with mascarpone and mayonnaise. And let me tell you, that is some good stuff. Okay, so use mayo. Number three, spread your spread to the very edges. You have to get to the edges.
Oh, yeah.
The edges.
Oh, none absolutely.
Of this, no, you have to get it all
spread
even.
Spread it, baby, spread it.
Show you what you can spread.
Number four. For Christ's sake, use cheese that melts. I'm ignoring you, Zach, right there, that one.
It's okay.
People, what do you not use melting cheese? That's ridiculous. So a little bit of Parmesan, to Manchego, feta if you're going to go for like a Greek thing, I guess. I love a little Havarti. Havarti cheese. Havarti, it's really soft. It's a soft cheese.
Oh, you know what? You know what's the best cheese that melts really good?
What's that?
Probably saying it wrong. It's German. Munster cheese?
Munster, yes.
Munster cheese.
Munster.
What about
Munster,
Velveeta?
Manchego. That's not cheese.
That was a TV show, the Munsters.
That's disgusting.
So Kraft American singles, no good?
So, but you gotta, like, no. You can't use... No, you can't just use like sharp cheddar. You have to balance it out.
Yeah.
So some Munster, some Manchego, some Havarti. Balance out your cheeses. Make it melty cheeses. And use bread with a, I don't know exactly what this means. A tight crumb.
So I guess, I know what they're talking about.
What do you mean? What do you think it means?
I guess that it's not airy.
Not holy?
Yeah.
I like holy bread. I agree.
No, we're not talking about the bread that you go to church with. We're talking about bread that it's a little bit denser.
Yeah, like a sour. Not, I know what you mean, but like sourdough is holy, but it's really good for grilled cheese.
But it depends on how it's baked is what it is.
Potato, potato. Grilled cheese, grilled, I don't know. Okay, so the next thing is carefully consider your other fillings.
Tomato.
So bacon, tomato, if you want to add some meat in there. I like ham. A little ham in there.
Or bacon and ham.
The best Hot Pocket flavor is ham and cheese Hot Pocket.
That's true, it is. That's like their number one seller.
And you have to have with your grilled cheese. You don't have to, but you should, or else it's sacrilegious.
Tomato soup?
Yes! Yes! Some good tomato soup.
I know,
soup.
We're having for lunch.
I know, right? Pina coladas.
And some grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Yep. So that's it, you guys. That's it.
That is awesome.
The right cheese, a little bit of mayonnaise. Take your friggin' time.
And if you want to do it the Latino way, it's called a quesadilla.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Yeah. I've been for my
You could do that in a microwave, man.
But it's not as good. It doesn't get as crispy.
When I was a kid, we had a grilled cheese maker.
There are some, where it presses.
It's like a long thing with a round, and you press it together. You make the sandwich with the cheese and the bread, and then you press this, and you kind of cut around.
Yeah.
And then it seals together.
I think I've seen that infomercial before,
You put it on the stove, and you just sit there and cook it. And what happens is it makes all of the top stuff really brown, but it's thinner around the edges, so it kind of almost makes it crispy.
I like that.
Brown around the edges.
It seals all the cheese in.
Oh, my God. It is so good.
You want to seal in the cheese.
There you go.
So that's it.
Well, geez, there you go. Alrighty.
Now we're all hungry.
Just what we need in quarantine, are. More fatty food. We're all going to come out so obese out of this thing. We're going, oh, God.
That's weird because since I've been in this lockdown, I've lost weight.
You're losing muscle mass.
I think I gained it.
I'm not eating because I don't feel like eating.
I've lost muscle mass. I've had to really like push trying to exercise every day a little bit because I'm literally lost. I'm like, what's happening to me?
I know. All of a sudden, I'm looking at my arm going, whose arm is that?
I don't know. It's a skinny little twig you got.
I know. I'm like, I started working out again.
There you go. Well, every now and then, too, of course, we come across things that just make you think.
Things that make you go, that was kind of cool.
You like that, huh?
And then comes the serious music.
I'm steving.
Yes, we are steving right now.
Can you ambering?
I don't think you can. I only do amber alerts.
Yeah, I can shawning.
I can't zen.
You know, one of the questions I like to ask people is, where does the white go when the snow melts?
To the black.
Top.
Oh, my gosh. Color is an illusion. It doesn't really exist.
All right, Amber, you're up.
All right. So, okay. What am I... Okay, things that make me think. This is actually a real thing I think all the time. Why do we park in driveways and drive on parkways? Now, I know the answer to this, but I'm just going to let you think about it.
Hold on.
Because the English language is a total...
screw up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold on. I had to change the incense.
A little Latin.
Okay.
There we go.
What hair color do they put on the driver's licenses of bald men?
That's a good question.
Hmm.
I need to pull someone over and ask them.
Pink.
So find out.
We should ask Neil.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Debbie, you're listening. Ask Neil what it says.
If
on
anybody
his
out there
license.
Has a bald head, let us know. Send us a picture of your driver's license.
I'm getting there.
So here's one thing. If Barbie is so popular, why do you have to buy her friends?
Because Ken told her to.
She gets bored.
But she's probably already popular.
She's probably shallow.
She's only popular if other people are below her.
Below who?
below. Jesus Christ. Jesus. Oh, yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Can I yell movie in a crowded firehouse?
Yeah.
I think they'd be like, okay.
Confucius say.
All right. Let's do this. Let's watch a movie at the firehouse. Mm.
That's like yelling chocolate when you fall into a vat of it. Chocolate! Nobody will come. If... This does make me think. It really does. If nothing ever sticks to Teflon, how do they make the Teflon stick to the pan?
A lot of poisonous chemicals, honestly. I know that.
A lot of shenanigans.
Oh, way to bring us down.
Sorry.
It's true.
It makes your balls shrink.
If it's on the internet, it must be true.
Mine are blue. Before they invented drawing boards, what did they go back to?
The wall.
Oh.
I like this segment.
Stone tablet? I don't know.
You know, right?
Did just someone say stone?
The drawing board. Why does Hawaii have interstate highways?
Oh.
Why?
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 Well, it's got to be a reason.
Why?
Tell me why.
Why?
Why, Papa? Why?
Now, this one is funny. Why do they put Braille on the drive-through bank machines?
I do wonder that.
It's for blues players.
I think. Oh my gosh! I think it's spread all those delicious germs everywhere.
They do go good on Braille.
If love is blind, why is lingerie so popular?
Good one.
I guess because lust isn't blind.
Yeah, I was going to say. Lust is all about the eyes.
There you go, guys. Things that make you think.
And that was Zen Steving with your weekly dose.
Just a little bit there. Well, let's do what's news.
What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
I love this one, actually.
I wonder which one you picked.
Well, we're all dealing with the whole, you know, coronavirus thing. We're all locked down.
My Rona.
We're...
No? Okay. Never mind.
Some of us have lost our jobs.
Yes.
You know, because of it and everything. And it's really interesting, and you never think about it, but what about the sex workers?
Yeah.
A dominatrix is financially bound because of the coronavirus.
She's what? Financially what?
Bind.
In a financial bind?
Bind. Yeah. Oh, yes. I imagine they all are.
Yeah. Avia Diamond, she's 33-year-old, has worked as a dominatrix in New York City for more than 6 years, specializing in slave training, humiliation, foot fetishes, and more. but, of course, after now she's have to be pivoting to online sessions only, and now finds herself financially buying. She started getting concerned messages from clients in mid-March as the coronavirus became more of a threat. They were wondering if it was safe to meet for sessions, you know, or if their business trips to New York would even happen.
Nope.
She says, now I've had thousands of dollars of cancellations in the last couple of months. Yep. I have no physical sessions scheduled for the foreseeable future. A typical week consists of 8 to 15 hours of in-person sessions, which makes up 90% of her income.
Not 100?
No. And another 20 to 30 hours of administrative work.
Okay.
Exactly. So it's been a challenge for her to make the shift from mostly in-person sex work to exclusively operating online. Exactly. And she's been producing more FemDom videos, adding content to her online subscription platforms. Like OnlyFans, promoting and expanding on social media and offering phone and Skype sessions. But, of course, these are only now a fraction.
Mm-hmm.
She only makes a fraction of what she does online.
You gotta adapt.
Versus in person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a huge... That's a huge. So even even there, you know,
everybody's everyone is affected.
Everybody's So she says she's of course concerned about the long term effects that she'll have on, it'll have on her. Luxury expenses are one of the first things people stop paying for during a recession. So my work will likely to be jeopardized for many months to come.
Yeah.
So it even affects them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Now I've heard that they're still out cruising Crenshaw. The ladies are still out there. They're still.
I was reading an article the other day that the prostitutes in Mexico City have now become homeless because the hotels have shut down and they have nowhere to go to. So, it's affecting everybody.
Passing that Rona.
Yeah. So stay home and whack off.
Watch Outlander. Like I do. Okay.
That's my mantra.
Which one? Oh, gosh. No, please. Okay, so on to the next topic. New collar translates your dog's barks into cuss words. And I need this. I do this anyways for my
squirrel.
Dog. I do this anyways. So, yeah. A new dog collar will allow you to hear what you want to think your dog is saying when it's barking at the doorbell or a noise outside. The cuss collar, as it is called... Cuss collar has a speaker on the collar that plays a pre-recorded set of expletives whenever your dog's barking, including F bombs and bulls.
Shipes, yeah.
Bullshite. The leather collar with steel buckle and speaker costs a hefty $60.
Ooh,
I can I do this for free for my. You know what? I'm just going to start my own collar.
I guess you paid $40, but $60, that's a little.
I mean, $20 max. It's a gag gift. Okay. So the limited edition collar is being marketed as a gag gift. There we go.
There you go.
See, I was right. But at the time of this writing, it is currently sold out, everyone. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to be making my own. It's going to be Amber cussing for your dog.
Yeah. Just like put your dog next to the phone. Yeah, Amber will call you and she'll start using the F word.
I will. I can do this. I'll do any voice you want. You want a chihuahua?
God.
What? Asshole.
Squirrel.
There you go. My neighbor has these two tiny teacup Yorkies. And they are they're the cutest things, but they think they are... huge.
Oh, my mom's dog is the same way because it's a Yorkie.
They bark at my pit bull. My pit bull looks at them like, oh, you a snack. Oh, really? My pit bull just looks at them wide-eyed like, what the hell is this all about?
That. Appetizers.
Yeah, exactly. One of them is white. I'd be like, that thing would be blood red after she had the hold of
my mom's dog is it's a little bit bigger Yorkie, but it's a, you know, purebred. She got for Mother's Day 2 years ago. And, but that little dog is just nuts. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And now it's starting to realize certain things in the house. So now it figured out a way to get behind the credenza from the front window. We have a bay window.
Uh-huh.
So it can look out the window and start barking at people. And sounds just like that, you know, just start going after.
You know, you got to entertain yourself.
Yeah, you do. You do.
It's another
hutch. Outside world.
No.
Sean, speaking of your mom, she says, tell what Pinky did when you called someone a jackass.
Oh, yeah. So we're talking on the phone or whatever, and we're talking about our favorite guy in the White House. And I'm like, nothing but a big jackass. And apparently the dog heard me say it and looked at the phone, and her ears went up. Like, what else are you going to say about him? Come on, I'll bite your nose.
She's a Trump fan?
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? But it was just really funny that word caught her attention. It's like, what did you just say?
Well, you know, when you're big, you've got to behave. You got to be trained well. But when you're tiny, you get away with murder, baby.
Oh.
Murder. Mm-hmm. I won't tell you what murder, but
my mom's had a tough time training her dog, though.
Yeah, it's hard. They're so cute, and you can just
no. This one, you can't. You say no. And it's like a teenager. It goes right over her head.
Yeah.
You know, you hit her, you smack her on the nose, whatever. She doesn't do it. She's
really?
Seriously, nothing affects her.
Wow. I never had that tiny of a dog. My small dog is a Boston Terrier, but she's extremely well trained.
Mm-hmm.
But my pit bull is just, I mean, I can make her put her food down.
Mm-hmm.
And she will literally sit and watch and make eye contact with me until I tell her, get it. So she's so well trained.
If I'm not mistaken, we had friends of ours that had Dobermans.
Yeah.
That they would make them pray.
Oh, before, that's hilarious.
Before they were outlawed to eat.
Yeah, I learned dogs from my parents. They trained Dobermans.
Yeah.
So you have a big dog, you got to make that thing behave.
Oh, yeah.
My pit could take somebody's head off.
Oh, absolutely.
Ooh. But she's a big baby. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, if you treat any dog right, they're big babies.
Yeah, absolutely true. Anyways.
Yeah.
Now,
moving on.
How many people here get jealous?
Very little. Well, Mom and I were talking about this yesterday, actually.
I don't get jealous.
No, I make sure I get
jealous. You don't get jealous.
I make sure I get my 20%.
Yeah.
I'm a rare lesbian, and that I do not get jealous. It's a huge turnoff.
I get that years ago. It's really stupid.
It is.
Well, apparently, somebody in a jug band got jealous.
A jug band?
A jug band?
A jug band, yes.
It wasn't Kermit. It was Fonzie Bear?
It's a... Colonel
Fonzie Bear.
Okay, Colonel Pillbox's Jug Band and Company. This guy who played the washboard,
yeah,
joined it because, and he's a really good washboard player apparently, and they needed him. Well, they started doing gigs and stuff, and he immediately became jealous of the guy who played the spoons.
Gasp.
That's a
because
talent,
when the show was over, as he called it, the ladies were all over that jackass.
Oh, my gosh.
So the washboard player's jealous of the spoons guy because he gets all the chicks.
Well, that's silly because it's a harder chore to wash dishes. I mean, a harder chore to wash clothes than it is to, you know, wash some dishes. He says doing the laundry. Ding, 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 ding.
Are you actually trying to figure this out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, he said, what an arrogant prick. Walking up on stage in his flashy overalls and straw hat and showboating like that. I mean, obviously, the jug guy is going to get some attention because he's the leader. But the spoons guy, really? They're a dime a dozen. It's actually really hard to find a quality washboard player these days. Besides, I joined the band way before he did, so it's only fair I get some acknowledgement. At press time, this guy whose name is Phelps decided to drown his loneliness and heartache in bathtub gin.
Was his first name Michael?
There you go.
I don't know.
Was it Brian?
Maybe the spoons of jug bands are like the drummers.
They are.
Bands.
They
yeah.
Well,
the chicks.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing a dude like ding 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 ding.
It isn't.
That's it.
And ladies are like, ooh.
Well, I remember Roy Clark used to do it on Hee Haw.
Uh-huh.
You know, and play the spoons with him. It's a pretty cool talent, you know.
It is.
I used to try.
Right.
I used to try, but the washboard still, you know.
Yeah, I tried to play in the forks, but they would just keep getting stuck.
I wonder if that would work.
And that's what's news.
What's news, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's news, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa!
Oh, let's play the game.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the game show that's causing the coronavirus to completely ignore the president, Quiz Me, Quiz You.
With a... With
actually
a very, very special birthday guest who's on the phone right now.
Oh, yes. We have to wish this person happy birthday.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. But we have to do it the right way, though, because we got to give their theme.
Yeah, we got to play their theme song.
I'm just a cold beer drinker. Check out the chalice on my pop top finger. Got a cooler in the back with a 12 pack ready to roll. I'm just a cold beer drinker.
Mike Pierce, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Mike.
How are you doing? Happy Saturday.
Happy birthday,
buddy. Happy birthday.
Beer fueled runner. How old are you today?
Oh, gosh.
Tell us.
I think I'm 53. Is that right?
You think?
Yeah, somewhere, you know, you start to forget over 50.
We'll ask Kay.
But
we'll
he's got a body of a 35-year-old.
Oh.
Well, thank you for that, Sean. That's the best compliment I've had in a while.
How you been, bud?
I've been great. And I really want to start out. Kay and I are both sitting here. We both want to, if you can deliver a message for us, we want to tell Karen happy birthday.
Oh, absolutely.
Hers came first. We didn't see the note because we're not on Facebook enough to have been part of the show, though we really appreciate the invite. And
absolutely.
We really want to wish her a happy birthday.
Absolutely. We definitely will. definitely will.
Great, great. So, yeah, we're just sitting here at home, you know, trying to figure out all the fun things we're going to do today from home, you know?
Cool. How have you guys been dealing with everything?
You know what? Pretty well. Our whole family's healthy, which is great.
Wonderful.
I've been working, so, you know, I'm out there, you know, taking a chance for sure. But we're in a business that's super busy, and we got to keep supplying stuff to people.
Good.
Kay's working as a teacher from home.
Uh-huh.
And so we're staying healthy so far and hoping this thing passes soon.
Wonderful. Kay, how is the online classes going for you overall with the students?
It's going actually pretty well. I have about 70 to 75% of the kids that are getting their work done regularly and that are checking in, mm-hmm. and just connecting with the ones that are not, finding that some of them don't have computers like they need. So the school is hooking them up with Chromebooks, and it's just a process of going through and getting all the kids ready. But it's all right. I miss my students though.
Yeah,
that's what I keep hearing from a lot of other teachers. Yeah. You know, it's that one to one contact. You know, with the students or the group or whatever. You know, Karen, my wife Karen, works for the Los Alamitos School District, and every morning now they've been doing not online classes per se, but just like a greeting for about an hour, so the kids can jump online, you know, through the conferencing and stuff, so they can see their teachers and everybody's okay, and they can see their other friends and everything.
Yeah, my kids have been doing that too.
You know, so it's
good
for them.
It's hard to get in the groove of the homeschool. I think a lot of kids are lacking some structure at home,
mm-hmm.
and that's tough for, you know, parents to get in that mode.
I think part of the problem though is some of our I teach at the high school, so some of the kids are actually picking up jobs to help bring money in when their parents have been laid off.
Right.
Because things like grocery stores and things like that, they can get jobs.
Right.
So they're working oftentimes going through. Some of the kids, the parents are still working out of the house, so they are watching younger siblings. Mm. Or they're trying to help younger siblings with schoolwork and things like that. So it's challenging. I ran a Zoom tutorial for some of the students in the evening hours because I found that mornings don't work well for high school students for meetings.
There's a shock.
Virtual. No surprise there.
Well, and Starbucks was closed. That's why.
Yeah. But it was really good to see the kids' faces who did show up.
That's good.
It was just wonderful to see their smiles. And
Kay, for you, how different is it teaching online versus being in the classroom?
Oh, it's vastly different, especially since I teach English learners, mm-hmm. and it's a really challenging time for them and trying to help other teachers. You know, the English learners may not necessarily be on their radar for what looks to be organized and easy to follow. For sometimes English learners, it is very problematic. They don't understand it or don't get it, where they're missing that face-to-face communication and ability to ask questions. You know, a lot of questions throughout the day.
Right.
I find that my hours, which were long to begin with, are extremely long because I do have some kids that will check in as running and still at 7:30, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. I'm still getting emails from kids that are just getting online and getting started that I've got questions. So it's working. But the biggest thing is I think everybody misses that face-to-face contact that there used to be.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Mike, are you ready to get your butt kicked?
Yeah, and I just want you to know, I usually listen to you guys to and from work, and I do really well. I do really well at this game until I'm on the show.
That's how everybody is. Yeah. I mean, that's how everybody was with Mark and Brian too.
He's cussing us out like, "Come on, come on, say it!"
Yeah. I'm yelling out my name and everything.
we're all over here like, "Duh,
I don't know."
And he's got all the answers.
He does. You know? Well, let's see how we all do. Let's go with question number one.
See about that. Question number one. Push the damn button. There it goes. What is the name? Hello?
Sorry.
Oh. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm Tom. There for a minute.
He knows the answer.
What is the name given to the secular holiday that is celebrated a day after Christmas?
Mike.
Post Christmas.
Amber.
Amber.
Yule.
Steve. Kwanzaa.
No.
Okay. Boxing Day.
That is correct.
Oh, yes, English. Yes. Oh, good job.
Good job, Kay.
Pagan
Boxing
holiday.
Day is a holiday that is observed after Christmas in certain countries around the world. Boxing Day is observed as a second Christmas in some countries. That's right. Question number two.
Okay, fine.
Good job, Kay.
I'm English. I should have known that one.
What is the biggest selling music single of all time?
Steve.
Sean.
Happy Birthday.
Oh. Now, that's just silly.
I don't think it was ever released as a single.
No, it's public domain, so that doesn't count.
Well, no, it now is public domain.
Okay.
But for years it wasn't. Yeah. I'm going to say, you just said happy birthday. Yesterday.
I'm sorry, what's your name, sir?
I said Sean.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
what was your answer?
Yesterday.
Not the Beatles? Give us a hint of the band.
I can give you the year, 1997.
Amber. Something with Mariah Carey.
Actually, I don't even have the artist's name, so I can't even tell. Mike.
Billie Jean.
Not 1997.
97 is Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be Mariah Carey, no?
Steve.
Thriller.
1997.
This is the year I
don't know when dates are.
You're like 20 years off on that one.
Man, I wish it was Dream Lover. Is it? Or
the answer, of course, is Candle in the Wind.
Oh, no. It's Elton John.
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Well, question number three. In 2018, which famous rapper released an official music video heavily inspired by the video game Minecraft? Get Roman up here.
I don't know. A rapper in 2018.
Steve. I like big butts and I cannot
lie. It is not Sir Mix-a-Lot for sure.
It wasn't even the name.
It should be.
2018. How popular is this artist?
Very, 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 very.
Okay, I'm going to take a shot. Amber. Just Jay-Z. I don't know.
Sean. P. Diddy.
Steve. Drake.
You're getting close.
Eminem. I don't know.
Mike, okay.
I'm a 53-year-old white guy.
That is incorrect.
Touche.
Sean. Acorn.
What?
All right. I'll give you a hint.
Okay,
and this should everyone should be screaming at this point.
All right.
Okay.
He's married to he's married to Kim Kardashian.
Oh, Amber.
And Amber.
Oh. It's Kanye West.
I almost said Kanye.
Oh, screw that.
I would
that
never
dude.
Say that.
I don't even want to say his name out loud.
No.
Even if I knew it was the right answer, I wouldn't have said it.
Yeah, he's a douche. Question number four.
Boo, Kanye.
I forgot Mike and Kay were even playing.
Sorry.
All right, let's do a little, Passover question. What is the first of the four cups of wine dinners are obligated to drink at the Passover Seder meant for?
What? Wait, say that again.
I know, that was weird. What is the first of the four cups of wine diners are obligated to drink at the Passover Seder meant for?
Sean. Waddles and James.
Amber.
Blood.
K. Family.
That's a wine?
Oh, I thought you meant for,
first
what
four
it was
cups.
For.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The answer is kiddish.
I don't see. You're asking really weird questions. Move
all
on.
Right.
Well, answer is what?
That sucks.
Kiddish.
Each cup represents something or whatever.
Kiddish. Delete that one. Add in a new question. Let's go back in time.
Kiddish means.
That's when you don't mean it when you kid somebody. You're sort
you
of kiddish.
You kiddish. You're kidding.
No, you're just kiddish.
Zach is harumphing us.
Harumph.
Let's try.
Harumph.
Can I get a harumph for that?
Not today.
Okay.
Question number one. The Nordstrom family formerly owned which NBA team?
Oh, ooh. I don't know this.
Sean.
I didn't even
Sean.
Know they own a team.
The New York Knicks.
Here's a hint. It is football.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. It's NBA. I want to see if anyone's paying attention.
Steve? The Brooklyn Whizbangs.
What the hell? It's just making shit up now.
I am.
That's just imagine going, oh, I know, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know. Nordstrom family. They owned an NBA team. What year did they own the team?
From 1974 to 1988.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, ooh. I don't know.
88.
Don't know.
You know what? I'm looking at this answer now. I'm not a sports expert, but this doesn't feel right.
Okay.
Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
That's football.
That's going to say, isn't that football?
It's NFL.
Football. Guys, look at this question. It says NBA team answer.
You know what? I always tell you, you use shit quiz things.
You know what? You shut your face.
Sean just made a shit like, look at me like.
Try it again. Question number six.
And I'm going to say the Seahawks.
Well, then you get it. See, no matter what happens anyway, Mike wins because it's his birthday.
All right. Nice.
All right. All right. Something a little... Hopefully this is easy. In the show The Big Bang Theory, what is the title of Sheldon Cooper's soothing song?
Steve. Soft kitty, warm kitty.
Oh, my God.
Ball of fur. Happy kitty, sleeping kitty.
I have no idea what the hell that is.
You have no idea?
No.
You've never heard him say, oh my goodness.
I don't think I need to. I'm done.
Yeah, we're good.
Pass. Moving on.
All right, fine. Question number whatever.
7.
What is the most popular meat served on Christmas in the United Kingdom?
Ooh.
Steve.
Mike.
Bangers and mash.
What?
Mike. Lamb.
Oh. Just think of a Christmas story,
Sean.
A Christmas carol.
Amber.
Wait, no, okay, went first.
Amber.
I did.
Goose. Goose.
Yeah, not goose. No.
Not goose?
Not a goose, really?
Not a ham? Not a Christmas ham?
Okay, Sean.
Sean.
Turkey.
There you go. All
right, just like here.
Turkey meat is a
turkey and ham.
Yeah. Baka, baka, baka.
I don't think
Scrooge is yelling out the window. You know that shop? They've got the giant turkey in the window.
You mean the goose?
You mean the goose?
Maybe they meant, I don't know.
Who knows?
Question number 8.
Hey, Mike. Kay, hey. You having fun?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Good. He was concerned.
I realize I know nothing.
And she's a teacher.
Oh, it's just God. These damn quizzes.
Yeah.
On April 1st. Whoa.
That's what I feel about it.
All right. Actually, you know what? This question reminds me of Amber's bowels. On April 1st, 1996, American chain Taco Bell.
Oh, is that my alley?
Yeah, Fred, you're out. Tricked outsiders into believing I had purchased which historical monument?
I don't know that.
Mike.
The Liberty Bell.
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. That makes sense.
Really?
That's hilarious.
On April Fool's Day, 1996, Taco Bell put out a full-page advertisement in a number of leading newspapers to announce they had purchased the Liberty Bell.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Good for them.
Question
That's
number
hilarious.
9.
That cracked me up.
I was going to say, I hope they got a discount because there's a crack in it.
Wow.
Has been used.
All right, then.
Number 9.
The rapper Xzibit had what TV show on MTV that involved cars?
The what?
The rapper? See, where the hell are you getting these questions
You'll at? Know this answer when I say it.
The rapper...
Mike.
Was he in Pimp My Ride?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
See, Pimp that's pretty ride. Good for a 50-year-old white guy.
Exactly
yeah.
Right.
That was an old show. I was younger then.
Okay.
That's what I was like, you guys are acting like... You know,
Mike's these are terrible questions.
Mike should make it a comeback.
I'm still going to complain. I don't like it.
Eat shit. Number 10.
Is this the last question?
Yeah, yes. 10.
Yay!
Mark Wahlberg produced a movie for which popular television program?
It's a brand new one on Netflix.
No, this was an old one on HBO. It was very, very popular. Mark Wahlberg produced the TV show and he produced the movie.
Ooh. Wow.
I'm stumped.
Yeah, so am I.
Anybody want to guess? It involves... Sean. Okay, Sean.
Almost Famous?
No, that was not a TV.
No, not.
It involved a young actor and his friends parading around Hollywood for him to find different roles.
Oh, different. I know what it is.
Different what is it? What?
Sean, after the whole room's got to go now. But
yeah. I don't know this, though. I passed my...
Okay, Amber's what done.
Did you, I just want to know the damn answer.
What you, I'm, looking for what?
The name of a TV show that Mark Wahlberg...
No. He said... Reading they around went LA. Around Hollywood looking for something.
Different roles, movie acting and TV roles. Role, acting roles for him to get.
Oh,
Steve.
Entourage.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
There you go. So, Kay, what are you going to do for Mike today for his birthday?
Well,
or did you already do it?
No, we're looking at trying to do... house party game and have some drinks with our kids that are out of the area and out of the house.
So we'll do it over
house party is the app online.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, fun. So we can play games, we can drink some beers, we can talk to each other, should be
house
fun.
Party.
Nice, very
house
cool.
Houseparty.com, is that what we're talking about right now?
It's an app, yeah.
It's an app. You just download and it's got a couple of different games in it that you can play, guac and chip, solitaire, or, you know, just several different games that you can play, and it looks kind of fun, so.
Are you guys going to play Spin the Bottle later on?
Oh my God.
Once the kids hang up.
Yeah. Cool aww. Deal. Well, Mike, happy birthday to you, buddy.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate it, and thanks for inviting us to play the game.
Absolutely, and you guys, you know, you can call anytime, too, and join us
and
as well.
And you can bring us or ship us some good beers anytime you want to as well, just saying.
You know what? That's a great idea. We should start sharing the wealth.
Beers.
So,
How are the beers coming along?
I'm hoping to brew a new one myself this weekend. It will be a Hefeweizen that I want to add Mandarin to.
Well, leave it on the back porch. I'll pick him up.
That's a good summer beer.
It is.
It'll be a good excuse to get together as soon as we all can.
Oh, absolutely.
Yay.
Absolutely. All righty, you guys. Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. And you guys take care of yourselves and stay healthy.
Oh, yeah, I have one question, Mike, quickly.
Uh-huh.
I posted a picture. I think you saw it. Did you see why I posted it? We were at a bar, and it was their beer list. It had that belching beaver.
Oh, the belching beaver.
Oh, you know what? I don't know if I saw that. I'll have to look. Is that on Facebook?
Or
is it Twitter?
Remember. I don't remember.
I'll find it and I'll remark on it somehow because I don't think I saw that, but I'll look for it.
All right. Will do, buddy. You guys take care and stay healthy.
Bye, guys. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy. Alrighty, guys, that's the show. Show's Woo! Website is yourweeklydose.com, Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1.
You can follow me, Steve, on Facebook, Steve Silva, on Twitter, at SilvaLining69.
And me, Amber Ash McCary, on Facebook and Instagram.
And Sean, you can find me at Sean Roberts HC on all the social media.
I had my mic off.
Where'd your mic go?
Well, I turned it down because I was coughing earlier. Got it from Sean. And Instagram, Zombie Mel Gibson.
Absolutely. You guys take care. For everybody who celebrates Passover, happy Passover. For everybody who celebrates the big Easter holiday, happy Easter to all of you. For everybody else, have a great Saturday. We'll catch you guys next week. Be good to each other. Stay safe.
It's piña colada time, baby. Piña colada.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.